Exodus chapter 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, where we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth to this wilderness, and to kill this whole assembly with hunger." And then said Yahweh to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, "At evening, then you shall know that Yahweh has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the splendor of Yahweh, for that he hears your murmurings against him. And what are we that you murmur against us?" And Moses said, "This shall be, when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For Yahweh hears your murmurings which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh." And Moses spoke to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your murmurings." And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the splendor of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, in the evenings you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim." And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take you every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did measure it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it till the morning." Nevertheless, they did not listen to Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun grew hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, "This is that which Yahweh has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath to Yahweh. Bake that which you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and that which remains over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bid them. And it did not stink, neither was there any worm in it. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." And it came to pass, there went out some of the people on the seventh day to gather, and they found none. And Yahweh said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that Yahweh has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you, every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." And so the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name of it manna. And it was like coriander seed, white. And the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, "This is the thing which Yahweh commands. fill in omer of it to be kept for your generations, that you may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot, and put an omer full of manna in it, and lay it up before Yahweh to be kept for your generations. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, till they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the 10th part of an ephah. End of chapter.